Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
A serious announcement now.
Very much so. Very much so.
We would like to apologise to Father Michael for... Oh, that wasn't on the freebie last week. You won't know nothing about that, will you?
No, we'll save that for the main the main carry-on. Well, if you want to know more about Father Michael, then please, for Christ's sake, come over to www.patreon.com/AngelosAndBarryShow and you'll get to know all about our run-ins with Father Michael in the vestry and the trouble he has caused and the damage he has done to our lives and other members of the church and the community.
Let's see.
It's a real shame what he's done.
I mean, but to what did we talk to him about last week? Graffiti in the bogs, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to talk about that this week. I wanted to talk about, you know, Level 42, the band?
Yeah.
Well, they've asked me for, it must be the sixth or seventh time now to be their drummer again.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know Mark King at all.
Yeah, I do. Thunder Thumbs, Go on.
Anyway, all right, he can play the bass. There's no question about it.
No question.
And him and I have got an unspoken chemistry, rhythm chemistry, you know?
Yeah.
In terms of, like, banging out the beats. I just know what he's going to do next, because the recorded version of what he does on the bass is one thing.
Yeah.
But when we're live, he can go wherever he likes.
Because
it's his band, it's his bass, and it's his thumbs. He can do what he wants.
Very versatile. And I have,
as a drummer, the technical nous and the spirit within me to lock into whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, he wants me to rejoin, and I can't rejoin that band because, yes, he can play the bass, but when he's on the tour bus, he's like sausage rolls.
Yeah.
And he shoves, like, ones from Greg's, and well, they're cheap ones, just cheap sausage rolls, you know. And he shoves them down his face, like that, and it was all like grease on his fingers and that. Then he wipes his fingers on his jacket like that, you know. So I just find it very, very off-putting, right?
Yeah.
And when you see him on stage doing his thumbs like that, you can see on the light sometime on his jacket where he wipes his like greasy sausage roll hands down the front of his jacket. You can see these like grease marks down there.
Yeah.
And I say to him, you're going to eat sausage rolls like that, and as many as you do, right? All right, that's one thing.
Yeah.
And if you're going to wipe them on your jacket, that's another thing. But people can see all the slippery grease marks down the front of your tonic suits. And I don't think you're doing yourself any favours or the band's reputation any favours doing that. But it's the reason why he can slap bass so quick, because he's got so much grease on his thumbs from the sausage rolls. And if we're at a corporate event, like for the music industry, and it's embarrassing because he's like, they bring all that little food around. He's like, have you got any sausage rolls? And they go and get sausage rolls. And he shoves them down his face and he's trying to speak to the corporate boss of the music company. Go, oh, yeah, we're grown poor, we're grown tall. And all this sausage roll and crumbs all going down his head. So, unfortunately, I can't be around that. No. I don't want to be part of that.
You know, first of all, I know him vaguely, and he may well be listening to this, for all I know. Hello, Mark. Leave the sausage rolls alone. Secondly, I had a similar issue with Carol Decker off of Tapao.
Yeah, it's not easy.
She does love a Chinese meal before the show, and she wears them trout. Huh?
The works.
One of the, and I'll be honest with you, it's one of them cheap eat as much as you like ones you get. Not
I always change the word for that. Like people say eat as much as you like. I always change it to eat as much as you can. Because that's where you're getting your money's worth.
Eat as much as you can before you are before you get the meat sweats or you are physically sick. I saw her stuffing down these pork balls when we'd done a gig in Bournemouth, the Winter Gardens. Remember I played the keyboards a bit with it.
Big gig.
And she stuffed something down. She was like a walking bingo machine, all them bloody pork balls she'd had. Sadly, at the Chinese buffet, she'd sat on one of the pork balls in her trouser suit, and she had, talking to Mark, she had grease on her buttocks. And I was playing away behind her thinking, gonna be in bad, slightly squashed, but a little bit of
sweet and sour sauce on it.
In the salt on this white silk trouser suit. Tomato dreams are China in your hands. I was thinking Chinese food up your bum. It's never mind in your hand.
Your
bum.
And of course, she doesn't have anyone to say nothing to.
No one will say nothing. It was the same with, do you remember, what was her name? Toya Wilcox.
Wonderful.
At that Rewind Festival, right? Mm-hmm. You know.
But I get like 10 minutes an artist to sing their hits.
That's it. And no one, too many yes men.
Yes men. Yeah. They just want the coins. They want. I understand.
I get it. But on the way into the venue, she trod on some dog muck in the car park, and she performed. And there was quite a stiff piece of feces stuck on the back of her shoe. And, you know, she was dancing away to It's a Mystery, It's a Mystery. And I was playing the keyboards going, Toya, some dog shit on your cowboy boots. It's a mystery. And I was like, no one will say nothing. Too many yes men.
In the end, though, because I was on the drums, I remember that day.
In the end, you
did get through to her. And she handled it quite badly, I think, because she... sat down on the monitor and she says, Angelos, give me your drumstick. And I like to give her a drumstick. And she's like talking to the crowd about her deodorant adverts rather than the mum.
Yeah.
While she's scraping it off the bottom of her shoe with my drumstick. And I thought,
no style.
I think they just have sort of a blind spot for that sort of thing. You know, there's just like, you know, that's probably not a good thing to do, you know. But she says to me, I'm keeping it real, you know. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah.
Very human thing to do, to step on dog's muck. I said, yes, I get that.
Yeah.
But we are projecting an otherworldliness.
Yeah,
you know,
we are
up on the stage and we're entertaining and we are taking people away from themselves and from their normal life. And they don't want, we're not the Smiths. The Smiths, you know, we're not connecting on that level. In the Smiths, it's okay to step in dog's muck and take it off your shoe on the stage.
Yeah.
But we're not like that. We're different.
That,
We shouldn't be scraping that off on the stage, I think.
It was a similar thing, you know. You two have just opened in Vegas with that massive. Well, I mean, it was embarrassing because do you remember what happened? Was they projecting their films and all that?
Well, I know they approached me to do the design.
I know, but you shouldn't have filmed that thing that they projected. What was it? 400 foot high.
What was it exactly?
Oh, it
was cock and balls, and it was like. You know, they said do something that everybody is familiar with.
Yeah,
just to start off with. I'm like, okay, and so I did like big graffiti, like, you know, basic cock and balls in there.
Yeah,
and it was the first image that came up on this enormous screen, and they were like, no, you know, not that. We don't want that.
No.
Don't project that,
Hunter. I don't want to be halfway through.
You're quite religious as well, and religious people frown on that sort of thing.
We don't want to be halfway through the Joshua tree and a big cock and balls comes up. You know, balls. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
A great big cock and balls on the sphere in Las Vegas. No.
No, Angelos. I don't want... I don't want to be singing in the name of love. What's wrong in the name of love? Is that how it goes? Is it?
And in the name,
you know, in the name of love. Pride in the name of love. I don't want to be singing that. And that what is this slide you wanted to put in here? Your bum hole. No, nobody wants to see that. Okay.
Honestly, it's just a holding. It's just a holding shot. I want to put a black hole there, but I haven't got one of them yet. I'll have to find that off the internet. So I'm just using that as a holding thing.
Well, yeah.
Holding image on. No, nobody wants to see that. Nobody.
It was the same when, you know, when they done that, what was that wonderful show, ABBA, you know, when they done that, and they asked, Voyage, and it's all them wonderful looking, much younger
holograms and all that, isn't it?
Because I used to work for the hologram company, do you remember? And it was a holding. It was a holding slide. It's a holding image.
So you've got hold of the real thing.
Yeah, and it was just, all right, they wanted a sort of sexy image of some people dancing to go on behind the hologram. I couldn't find that. The only thing I could find was an old shot I dug up of Marc Francois, the Brexit bloke, in a bra.
Yeah.
You know, all right, it wasn't sexy, but it was a holding image.
Barry,
we don't like to, you know, there's Swedish.
Yeah,
Bjorn said that. What is this? You know, hey, man, in the 70s, we didn't have nothing like this. And
I thought that was where all that started in the
1970s. Yeah.
Depression and all that stuff. It's okay. It did start in the
1970s. It's okay. He got very angry, banging on his keyboard. I don't want this on behind.
And then he went banging his keyboard.
Yeah.
And he is bang, 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 bang. Coming through the speakers. Yeah. Bang, bang, bang. Very hard for you to understand what he was actually saying to you.
Yeah, but I got the message. So I took that off the mark.
Yeah, take it off. Because you don't want to damage your relationship with them.
No. But, I mean, all right, it was humorous. It's Marc Francois in a peephole bra with one finger in his mouth doing...
Yeah, you know, coquettish.
With a bubble.
Because they don't know who Marc Francois is.
No. With a bubble coming out of his mouth, going, "Ooh, I'm getting my country back." He goes, "You know,
yeah.
Oh no, furious!" No, Bjorn was, and the other one,
Benny, yeah, Benny and Bjorn. Yeah.
I mean, this is what happens. It's only a holding image.
It's a holding image, and that they get a little bit jumpy about that because it's just about the creative process. You know, it's a creative process. Coldplay, I'm doing Coldplay, and they're going Yellow, you know, there's that song Yellow, and they want a load of stars all coming down and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I couldn't find an image like that, and I didn't have time to create an image of all stars coming down and all that stuff, you know. So I just filmed myself, like, you know, just just naked.
Yeah.
And I just sort of stood there like that, you know, unless, and then like Chris Martin's like, we're all yellow, and I'm like that, you know, standing behind him, big screen, naked and that. And they said, hey, Angelos, hey, what's this, man?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sorry about that, Chris. It's just a holding image, because I know you want all stars coming down and all that stuff. But I couldn't find that on the internet, so I've got that's what you've got at the moment. He says, yeah, but that, you know, how long will that be there, that image? I said, well, it'll be there until I can find or create this other thing for you. They said, yeah, but, you know, I don't think, you know, make sure that that isn't there when we start the tour, because, you know, nobody wants to see. You've got no clothes on, and it's just... Yeah. And it's a huge, huge image. And you're just standing there with no clothes on, and you've got quite a lot of pubic hair. All right. Thank you very much. Point that out. He says, yeah, but it's like, it's at head height, isn't it? I said, well, it's your head height to you. I said, and anyway, you shouldn't point that sort of thing out to people. Rude. It's not really nice to comment on people's appearance.
Yeah, it's rude.
You kind of put yourself in the firing line there, using a naked image of yourself as a holding image. I says, do you know what? I don't think you and I, this is part of the creative process. You have got your creative process, I have got mine. Okay. Yes. If you can't, I can accept your creative process.
Yeah.
I mean, if I walked into the studio and you was halfway through writing a song and you clunked out some old dodgy chords, I wouldn't say, Christ, that is bollocks. That is bollocks. No. And you'd go, it's not finished, man. It's not finished. Well, that is where we're at with this. Okay.
Absolutely.
You accept mine, I accept your creative process, you accept mine. And we couldn't see eye to eye, so I left the tour. I left the tour.
Yeah. Well, it's fair enough, and that's partly why I'm not allowed in Vegas no more. Elton had a residency there, and it was just a holding shot of that barbecue we had, me and Margaret. Remember when she fell over? She was trying to pull a bit of pork chop off the grill.
And as she's
gone over, I've just got a snapshot, and it was basically Margaret falling over with all her legs up in the air, people laughing, knocked the salad over, and looking up her dress. So, of course, Elton's out there at Vegas. What happens? He's halfway through Yellow Brick Road, flashed up on the image. Christ, up it comes is Margaret looking straight into the new year. Looking at next week's washing, and it was disgusting. And he said to me, what the hell was that? I said, look, Elton, you want to keep it real?
Mm.
He said, that was your Margaret's foo-foo. I said, yes, it was. Sorry.
Holding image.
It was an accident, you know.
Yeah, let them things go. He doesn't let them things go.
No, he doesn't let these things go.
Because she's retired.
She's retired from that. She's retired now, yeah. Right, look, we've got to go.
We've got to go, guys. We thank you for your custom and your service and your input.
There's no custom. There's no custom.
They're not paying nothing for this.
No. Okay.
But if you want to pay and you want a lot more, come to www.patreon.com/Angelos and Barry Show and get the real... The lowdown.
Just do yourselves a favour. Get the real lowdown. Right?
Yeah, do your research. Do your research, for Christ's sake.
Christ's sake. All right, until next time, guys.
Yeah.
No holding images.
We want the real deal or nothing.
The real deal or nothing. All right, bye-bye.
Guys.
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.